This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Tom Grennan, it's an absolute pleasure to have a chat to you. How are you keeping and how are you doing?
Very well, how are you?
I'm good. I have to say, the last time I saw you, you were jumping around on the main stage at Electric Picnic, loving life. Good. It was such an awesome gig.
It was some festival. Like, it was such a beautiful moment in my career and beautiful moment in, like, just with my family and it was, the sun was out, there was a lot of people there, it was packed, and yeah, I've always heard about Electric Picnic, and obviously I'm from Offaly, so it's not only down the road, not too far, so a lot of my cousins would have been going there when they were younger and over the years, and they'd always say, "Oh, you haven't made it until you play Electric Picnic," and got to do it, and yeah, they were buzzing for me, and yeah, big moment.
Yeah, it was class, and like, you looked so comfortable on the stage as well, because I've seen you perform before, and it's so amazing to see how your career has just gone from strength to strength, and like, it's such a massive stage, but like, you owned it, and I think the crowd were really, you know, they were really reciprocating like what you were putting out, and you had an Offaly jersey, which went down an absolute treat.
Yeah, no, it was like I say, it was very, very big moment, and the Offaly jersey did some numbers online as well. It was good.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, you performed your brand new track to the crowd as well, and everybody loved it. I love the fact that you were kind of teaching us how to sing it before it's come out, which is really nice. It must be lovely to try out a new track in front of a live crowd and to see how they like it.
Definitely, it was one of them moments again, like, where you can see how a song's going to be received, and doing it over the summer, you know, a few key festivals for sure, like, I just saw that this song definitely is going to connect, and it is all, like, it's out now, and it's flying, and it feels like one of them songs that it's just going to keep growing and growing and growing, and it just, a bit like an earworm, because it's been an earworm of mine for nearly a year now, so I know how catchy it is, and I just know how I don't know, I just know how fun it is as well, and
have you got a track that you like is your favorite to perform whenever you're, you know, on stage?
Probably like Higher. I'm doing a lot of new, like, I'm in my new phase of music, you know, and when I get to play new songs, I love doing it. So I've got one called Full Attention, Cool With That, so they're the ones I've played live so far, and they're the ones I'm loving doing. So yeah, I'm looking forward to just getting into all the new music though, and just kind of, I've worked so hard on it, and I feel like I say, this is the new chapter, a new phase of what I wanted to do, and I really felt like I took a minute to say what do I want to do, who do I want to, what do I want to sound like, and I listened to a lot of records before creating this new project, and I've influences from like George Michael, Prince, Robbie Williams, and people like that, and Bruno Mars, and I listened to a really like amazing album called Funkadelic, which definitely like sparked a few ideas. Van Morrison, David Bowie, like all these artists that just allowed my palette of color just to, I don't know, just to get better and better and better. And then I went into the studio and I was like, right, I know what I want to do. I know what I want it to sound like. But it has to be autobiographical, and it has to tell the truth, and it has to represent what I'm about right now. And I was listening to a lot of my older music, and I love it, and I always respect it, and I'll always respect that it's put me in a privileged place, and I'm very, very proud of myself for that music, you know, and I'm so proud of where it's gone, but I could see myself going down a bit of a lane, and I was like, No. I do not want to fit into a lane, and I don't want to be like, oh yeah, Tom Glennon, he's that guy. He's actually creative. He actually likes music. He actually has something to say. He's not just like, I don't know, a wannabe pop star, basically.
I get you. Do you think that it's
Yes.
important, to take that step back? Because, we live in a world now where, TikTok and Instagram and social media is so instant. And, I suppose it's almost like tracks nowadays have to go viral before some people take notice of it. Whereas, as in, I've been a radio DJ for, coming close to, I suppose, 20 years working in the industry. And I started off by, supporting brand new artists. And I used to get the CDs in the post. And, I've thousands of them. And the reason I kept them is because that band or that artist worked so hard to create this CD, and it was their very first single, and they'd send it to people like me, hoping that it'd get on the radio. But now, obviously, 20 years later, it's, people are on TikTok and they're hoping to have an overnight success. But do you think it's important for artists especially to take that time to figure out who they are as an artist, and then to put out stuff that they like, what you were saying, that you're like, this is authentic to me, and you've taken the time to listen to all of these amazing artists and to figure out what your musical style is and who you want to be in front of the crowd at Electric Picnic?
Definitely. You've basically summed everything up. Like, we live in such a, unfortunately, like, I don't want to sound old here because I'm not old, do you know what I mean? But I'm also like, I just watched a documentary actually. My God, I'm being very ADHD right now, by the way, and I'm going off tangents and
That's
whatnot
all
and
right.
whatnot, but I'll get back to where what we were about to say. But I watched a documentary the other day and binged it, and it's called Vogue in the 90s.
Oh my God, I watched that
And
the
you
other day.
saw, unbelievable, right? Unreal. The footage, they have everything, but
Unbelievable.
you just see like how like things, there were movements, do you know what I'm saying? There were like things caught fire, and but there was thought in it, there was creativity in it, there was a purpose for it, you know? Now TikTok has it, social media has its beautiful parts of it, but it also has its downsides. And the downside is that people aren't bothered about music. They're more bothered about a quick viral moment, and they're bothered about it. I don't know. You can put on, in fact, I'll use myself for an example. The Gillette thing. Like, the Gillette thing is funny, and it's very, very like, and it's definitely like, it helped me in a big way as well, financially and whatnot. But it also like put me in front of a lot of people, right? However, it's a Gillette song. It's not like the music that we're talking about. Do you know what I'm saying?
Of
Whereas
course.
that's what TikTok is. It's like, it's a quick, and it's just like the next day, there's no one's really like taking in what the music is and what music is. So yeah, I went off tangent there,
That's all
but
right. That's so mad that we actually both watched the same documentary, and I totally get you, because it
you know
was
what I'm
like,
trying to get at? Do
yeah,
you know
it
what I'm
was like a
saying?
moment in time. It's like, I suppose if somebody had the specific hairstyle, or just the way that they spoke about the 90s was like, that was a moment, It's like when the
But
wannabe from the
also,
Spice
like, there was
Girls
so
came
many
out,
but there was so many like individual things going on, where now everybody like wants to look the same and do the same things, and it's just like, what are we living in?
I
Do you know
totally
what I
get
mean?
you. And it must be hard as an artist sometimes trying to, be an individual and separate yourself from all of that. But you're doing it. You're absolutely doing it. Because across the whole Electric Picnic weekend, I think looking at you on stage, you were so comfortable in what you were doing, and you're where you're meant to be. So I think the fact that you've got loads of brand new music coming out and everything is brilliant. I'm so conscious that we're probably going over time, but have you got anything
That's all
else
right.
coming
Don't worry
up,
about it.
over the next couple of months? Lots of gigs, and I suppose releasing some more new music as well.
Yeah, definitely releasing loads more music. Trying to become a TikTok sensation. to be honest with you, it's just new music and getting ready for Christmas. You know what I mean? So we'll see what's happening there. But yeah, it's going to be fun, and I'm really excited just to get going. This is a new chapter of me, and I'm also buzzing just to see what people have to say, and let people in.
Yeah.
Let people into what's been going on. So yeah, we'll see.
Well, it sounds good. And obviously we're going to tell everybody to go and watch that documentary because it is pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I've been telling everybody, I should get commission for this documentary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been telling everyone about it. It's amazing.
For sure. Tom, would you like to introduce your brand new track for us here on iRadio? And we'll give it a play.
Yeah. Everybody listen, turn your cars up, turn your radios up, wherever you may be. This is my brand new single, Higher, on iRadio. Come on.
It's always a pleasure to have a chat to you. Listen, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for the chats. And we'll look forward to seeing you again in Ireland very soon.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.